For Patriots Today, I'm Bob Soucy with this week's opponent preview. This Saturday in Foxborough, the AFC's top-seeded Patriots embark on their playoff journey opposite South Division champion Houston. The 10-7 Texans will be making their second visit to New England this season, following a 27-0 loss in Week 3, when rookie quarterback Jacoby Brissett was pressed into his first career start, fought his way into the end zone for one of three rushing scores by the Pats, including a pair by LeGarrette Blount. Regardless of that lopsided result, and mindful of the mentality of Houston head coach Bill O'Brien and several other ex-Patriots now with the Texans, New England isn't taking anything for granted entering this weekend's rematch.
I know Bill O'Brien. He was my first position coach in the NFL. He's going to have those guys ready to play. Coach Romeo, Coach Rabel, Coach Izzo, those guys are going to have their players ready to play. So regardless of what odds say or who's favorite, this, that, and the other, that means nothing to us. We have to go out and play this game because we know they'll be ready.
The Texans feature the league's top-ranked defense, which forced shorthanded Oakland into 8 punts and 3 turnovers in a 27-14 wild-card win last Saturday. While lineman Jadeveon Clowney set up an early touchdown with a remarkable interception, linebacker Whitney Mercilus sacked Raiders quarterback Connor Cook twice. And fellow backer Ben Ardrick McKinney had 7 tackles after 16 in his late September appearance at Gillette Stadium. Supported by an experienced secondary, those talented young Texans take their cue from a leader like Vince Wilfork, who remains a well-respected friend of ex-teammates in Foxborough.
Oh, he was huge for me. He taught me a lot, you know, about being a pro, being a good football player, and this is coming from a defensive lineman talking to a secondary guy.
A great football player, even a better man. I still keep in contact with him. Just all around, man. He just, you know, he was one of the guys who really helped me learn what it is to be a pro. You know, kind of taught me, you know, what the game is.
If Wilfork, who's recently hinted at retirement, is to continue his playoff run on the road, the Texans need a much-improved performance from quarterback Brock Osweiler. Against Oakland, he gave them just that, rushing for one score and passing for another to favorite target DeAndre Hopkins, who's always an integral component of the Texans' offense, along with running back Lamar Miller, and an improving stable of tight ends that accounted for 100-plus catches in 2016. Ryan Griffin, Steven Anderson, and C.J. Fedorowicz.
I can't say my man's name, but you know, 87 does a real good job for them with what they do, and you know, as far as blocking and getting out of the field and downfield, and Griffin and Emerson. So, you know, I think they do a good job of, you know, getting those guys out there on the field, and the way they use them is unique, and you know, it's definitely something that we're going to use. We're going to try to look at and limit those guys.
During their regular season encounter, the Texans lost 2 fumbles on kickoff returns that led to quick scores for the Pats. This week are preparing for what they consider a much-improved special teams group.
They have 3 guys that are really capable of hitting the home run back there. It just depends on who Larry wants to go with. And then I think they have a great core group. They added a player in Don Jones that I think we know very well, who's doing a great job for them core-wise. Brian Peters has been a great player for them the last couple of years, and they have a lot of buy-in. I can name off another 7 or 8 guys. They really make the return game go. It's not just the returners. So they're much improved. You know, I wouldn't expect a game like the one we had Thursday night here. We were very fortunate in that regard.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.